First break, one, stories. Stories floated down there, more slowly than anywhere else. It was dark. I kept it dark because the noise hates it. My stories are loud and thick, as old as my dead nerves could remember. I lived between them, and they kept on coming. My room was the last place left, the kind of prison where bullets, bars, and razors flew free, and the warden watches you as death watches a man buried, alive swallowing sand. I would compare scars there. It was easy. Trying in vain to find room for just one more. But I lived in the spaces between, and there was no room at the end. Some tell tales to children of men with hooks for hands that chase high children that enslave shadows, and other men with hooks for hands that ritually rend teenage lovers and lovers' rituals in 57 Chevy convertible cathedrals. My nights were spent ruminating about men with hooks for heads that rape open uninhabitable spaces. It's all about points of least resistance, the twisted things that fill gangrenous wounds in the soul, the vicious, viscous, conscienceless things that seep their way in. Uninhabitable spaces. I hid between them, and they kept on growing. A song was breathing, the last song I ever wasted, tasted. My mother's scream. Again. Not again. Once upon a time. Once upon a time. Once upon a time. Once upon a fucking time! The end. It was finally the end. Once upon a time, I died. And what came out of that room? The revenant of buried tales and an undead mother's tears was going to kill or die tonight, or if he was fortunate in a heart's beat, both. Two, allow me to introduce myself. My name is you. It's about fucking time. Hiding in a folded piece of paper, licking my teeth sharp all these years. The old gods finally ran screaming. This one's eternal. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Rorschach, but you can call me Whisperer. I'm that thing, the chronic clock, the cradle of bougainvillea that you cut yourself with nightly. A quickening stain, now folded. I care. What about you? I can't care. I just hear. I just hear. I just hear. I'm pathetic. You're something worse. You're the other stain, the weaker side of the fold. You're pathetic. We will meet in hell, you and I, as you are crucified from a protest sign lining the side of a road paved with good intentions, swallowing bullets fired into your silent, speaking, repeating mouth. Sure, you put a flower in the muzzle for all the good it did. Petals and gray matter on poster board, that'll be your legacy. And 1,000 feet below, 1,000 protesters will weep and flail their signs and orally masturbate an orgy of empty promises meant to make you feel better, eternally jerked off. We're both going to hell, you and I, but at least I'm going to do something to get there. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm your madness. Just don't get in my way. Three, some days. Some days I would rest in the chamber, cold and restless, an icicle hopelessly needing to fall into a fresh green eye. Some days I would ricochet a flash to the lie of coming home, a graze to a suspect young thing who would believe for just one night that it meant anything. Some days. My best day, I will crash and stick a love to drill between his last thought, last breath. Someday, today, now. 4. Please hate me. What was so wrong about this right was that we sometimes want to die for much less than we lived for. Looking through the left eye of a pinhole camera made it hard to dance up the stairs. My partner was better, stronger, eviscerating sharper. Bloated stomach, biting flies conversing behind each hot, deaf, page-encrusted ear. Made me feel, made me know that I was silently hungrier. This is where tools and necessity meet. The place where murder lives, dances, falls in love with the shuddering quiet of opening a kitchen drawer, the lightness of the effortless knife, the future ringing of a sticky palm.